Kay Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. An explosion this morning at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility has killed at least three people. This man works there.
It's a sad day. You know, usually there's, you hear, you know, shells going off because it's a training facility. But when you hear an explosion like that and just the news, it's definitely heartbreaking.
The explosion happened in a parking lot filled with sheriff patrol cars and box trucks and may have been triggered by material recovered yesterday. Another development in the case of the Epstein files. Here's CBS's Natalie Brand.
President Trump ordered Attorney General Pam Bondi to seek to release pertinent grand jury records from the accused sex traffickers case, which Bondi says she will ask the court to do.
President Trump is threatening to sue the Wall Street Journal over reports that the president allegedly sent a bawdy letter to Epstein for his 50th birthday, the president seeking to further distance himself from Epstein. CBS News Brief. I'm Linda Kenyon.
WAUK News brought to you by the Summer Splash Dog Show at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to July 27th. Fun for the whole family. WaukeshaSummerSplash.com.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Kidnapping charges are now filed from that Amber Alert case in Milwaukee last week. 25-year-old Corey Williams is accused of abducting a 7-year-old boy and hiding him in an attic after a robbery attempt turned into a ransom plot. Police say two accomplices, one just 14 years old, are also in custody. Attorneys for Judge Hannah Dugan argue in a new court filing that she's being unfairly prosecuted. Dugan's defense claims federal law protects judges from criminal liability for official decisions, like allowing alternative court exits or remote appearances. In the filing, they warn the prosecution could threaten judicial independence. Federal prosecutors are expected to respond by the end of the month. Judge Lynn Edelman will decide if the case proceeds. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. Lisa Hale has more.
The law officially went into effect on July 1st, and it imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward.
There is some federal money coming to the area. Milwaukee County is set to receive just over $21 million in federal funding to improve the Purple Line bus service. County Executive David Crawley says the funds from the USDOT's Build program will bring upgrades like new bus shelters and smarter traffic signals. Supporters say the 27th Street Corridor overhaul will connect people to jobs and services more efficiently. Work on the improvements is planned to take place over 2 years. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Pack is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers are arriving for the start of training camp beginning next Wednesday. Rookies and the quarterbacks reporting today for physicals and meetings. Yesterday, Jordan Love was in Milwaukee for his youth football camp with 600 kids participating, including more girls this year, catching passes from number 10.
I can't believe that I got to have a catch from him.
They'll come out here, have some fun with them, teach them some skills, and just have a day where they can be around, you know, NFL player, ask me questions, and hopefully have an impact on their life is awesome.
Jordan Love's Hands of Love Foundation with programs to find life less stressful and more fun for children.
I mean, there's so many different layers of mental health and just creating awareness for that. But I think having kids come out here and just be around other kids their age and interact with those kids, you know, make friendships. And I think those are the things that are going to carry them on and into the future and hopefully have a positive impact on their mental health.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a 6-game road trip tonight in L.A. against the Dodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 73.
Bring the whole family to the Waukesha Kennel Club's Summer Splash Dog Shows at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, July 25th to 27th. Enjoy exciting events like dock diving, fast cat racing, obedience, and the thrilling Best of Show competition. It's fun for all ages. Check out the vendors and find the best pet supplies for your furry friends. It's the perfect weekend for dog lovers and families alike. Sponsored by Royal Canin at 540 AM WAUK. Visit WaukeshaSummerSplash.com for all the details.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we are back from our road trip across Wisconsin, back to recap all of the weekend news. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Milwaukee's home for mornings with Pat Kreitler.
On location, it's the Todd Alba Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Alba.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Alba here reporting live from beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin on our Sometown Somewhere tour and the town we find ourselves in. Yes, we've been here during the winter for the Berkey. We're back during the summer in beautiful downtown Hayward at The Lot. So happy to be here with our colleagues and friends, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach of Matinair on Air. They started this day from 9 to 11 with their great program at this very spot, and now we're picking up the broadcasting baton and taking it across the finish line until 4 o'clock. Hope you join us here on location. Going to be a great show, great guests, a little music along the way. Not going to want to miss it. Our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommer, is as per usual back at the world headquarters of Civic Media in downtown Madison on State Street. Mr. Zommer, how are you?
Doing well. It's pretty nice here in Madison, but it looks also very nice over there in Hayward.
Yeah, it looks cloudier than it is on the stream just because of the lighting here. If you're watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, if you want to see the visuals, check it out there today. And it's a little overcast, but man, it's perfect weather. I got the shorts on. I got a Green Bay Packer polo. I got the Packer classic hat on. Because at the end of the day, folks, as our friend Trigvi Olson likes to say, we're in Wisconsin. We're a lot less red hat and blue hat and a lot more green and gold hats. So that's what we're celebrating here today, just being Wisconsinites up in the beautiful town of Hayward. Zommers, I got my Lefse chips I bought downtown, cinnamon and sweet. And yes, I went to the fudge shop down here and got some fudge. I'll bring some back for you. No nuts for you, by the way.
Yes, thank you. Zommers. Very important. So,
absolutely. We'll be trying that. Big show today. In hour two, our friends and colleagues, Jay Matinair and Greg Bach, going to join us to wrap up the tour. Also, Isaac. One of the guys, he goes to University of Wisconsin Superior. His summer job is running the concession stand and kind of the activities here at The Lot. We're going to talk to him a little bit. Also, a what's worse edition today for you, a fish edition. Crappies or bluegills? We'll ask you that all-important question in hour number two. Also, Chris, I've got to make sure I don't mess this up. Rock Dachshel?
Rock Dachshel.
Oh, see, Rock Doshal. All right. We'll introduce our guest in a minute. I've already messed up twice. Chris Rock Doshal, who's the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce here in Hayward, will talk to us about all the great events in the greater Hayward area. And Mark Lundeen of Muskie 101, one of our colleagues here on the music side, our sister station here in Hayward, is going to be joining us, talking a little bit about the powwow going up here in going on here in this part of the state, in addition to the World Lumberjack Championship. But, Zalmers, before we introduce our guests, we'll quickly get to this. Even though we're on the road, yes, folks, it's Free Ticket Friday for Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Your chance to win 4 club-level seats. Let's go.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer.
That's right. It's time once again for Free Ticket Friday giveaway. Your chance to win 4 club-level seats for the Milwaukee Brewers game to be named later. Actually, we're going to name it right now. Here's the important thing. You must be able to go on the date I'm going to read. You cannot exchange them for a different date. So if you are able to go on Monday, July 28th, it is a 6:40 in the evening first pitch game against the dreaded Chicago Cubs. Brewers fighting it out in the Central Division of the National League. This is for a Monday game, July 28th at 6:40. Download the Civic Media app at your Apple or Android device. Open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones that this program airs on across the state. Open up one of those stations. In the lower right-hand corner, it says text. Click on that. And now I'm going to give you the word. Text in this word and you are eligible. The word for the Free Ticket Friday, the word is catch. It is time to catch a ball. The word is catch. C as in cat. A, T as in Todd. C, H, catch. The word is catch. C-A-T-C-H. Text the word catch right now. You're eligible. You're eligible, James. Absolutely. Text the word catch right now. You have until 4 o'clock this afternoon. At the end of this program, the computer will randomly select a correct entry, and somebody at 4 o'clock is going to get tickets to go to that Brewers game on Monday, July 28th at 6:40 against the Chicago Cubs. Text the word catch. C-A-T-C-H right now on the Civic Media app. And again, make sure you spell it correctly because the computer will not recognize it if you don't. All right, with all that intro out of the way, it's time to turn to our first guest here on location in beautiful downtown Hayward. He is James Netz. He is the president of the BID Board from Downtown Hayward BID, which stands, of course, for Business Improvement District. James, thanks for putting up with our big intro there. Welcome to the program.
It's okay. It's thank you for having me.
Well, it's really, really a pleasure. I don't know if you ordered up this weather. If you did, thank you. But I love the winter. Don't get me wrong. And the Birkenbeiner is great. But wearing shorts and a Packer polo is a little bit more comfortable.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's always a beautiful day in downtown Hayward.
Right?
It always is.
As a great promoter would say, that's fantastic. James, first of all, before we get into the bid, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and a little bit about your background.
I'll give you the short story.
Sure.
Born and raised in Milwaukee. It was Whitefish Bay. Did a big move from Milwaukee to Ironwood, Michigan. Lived up there, ran a family business for years, and then moved to the Twin Cities. And within a year, I said, okay, I still need my Northwoods. So we bought a place up here,
nice,
just north of Hayward in Cable, or near Cable. And been here in the Hayward area now for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And did you own your own business, or how did you get involved in BID?
I own my own business. Mm-hmm. I have now 15 years over on 2nd Street over by West Derry. I have a photography, video, and DJ company.
Wow.
In downtown. I have a gallery that we showcase all of our wildlife and landscape prints and fine art stuff.
Photography and DJ, I got to ask, because my dad was an educator and a wrestling coach for years, but his side hustle was DJing weddings and the like. Have you ever been a photographer and the DJ at the same wedding?
I do not. My background is technology, so audiovisual.
Yeah.
But we have staff that will do the DJ while we're doing either the photography or the video.
So same company, though?
Same company.
Wow, that's amazing. Good for you.
Customers love it because it's kind of a, one-stop shop, if you will.
Amazing. Well, that's really, really cool. So how did you first get involved with BID? Just kind of your business got involved, and then you got on the board, or how'd that happen?
Well, it was we formally established the BID in February of 2019, mm-hmm. shortly before the right about when the pandemic happened, which was great timing on our part, right?
Right.
But shortly before that, we had a lot of changeover in downtown Hayward, mm-hmm. and there was some concern in the community about some empty buildings and what business is going to come into town and all that kind of thing. And we kind of heard that calling, if you will, and started looking into, you know, what we can do as a community and help that out. So we started looking into doing the BID, and it's kind of, you know, it's all history from there.
Well, it's really been, this is, you know, going, I guess, a little over 2 years now that I've been coming up here for Civic to cover this. It's just, it's an amazing downtown. Jane, Matt, and Aaron, Greg, and I, we went shopping. Don't worry, we support the local economy. Jane's got some beautiful, actually, Paul, if you're listening, please. It's earrings, beautiful earrings, right, Jane? Yeah.
They were on sale.
They were on sale, she says. But it's just such a vibrant downtown. Everything to River Rain, a great holistic shop that was sponsored for this. We thank them for that, one of our sponsors. We went over to the Humane Society thrift store, yep. which was really well run and for a great cause.
Right.
I mean, you have everything. I guess what I'm trying to say, it's a very diverse shopping experience when you visit downtown Hayward.
Absolutely. And that's what we really like about our downtown right now is that diversity of and uniqueness of the shops that we have. You know, we've got Hayward Fly Fishing Company. So if you're looking into fly fishing, you've got a lot of art, clothing, bars, restaurants. And, you know, we've seen over probably the last 3-4 years, especially the growth and our businesses and new blood coming into town as well. And expansions are going on. And right now, it's tough to find any building for sale. If they're for sale or hinting that they're going to be for sale, they don't even go on the market. They're sold before they go on the market.
So about 3 minutes before our first break, we'll finish it up on the other side of that. Well, let's get going on this a little bit. I spent a couple of terms on our local city council back in Richland Center, so I kind of get this, but it's been a few years. So refresh others that might not be aware at all. Tax Incremental Finance District is a TIF. This is a Business Improvement District, a BID. What's the difference and what are the benefits of a BID?
Well, the BID itself is a district, okay? So
geographically,
yep, exactly. And then the businesses that are within that district get assessed on top of their regular tax to contribute to the BID. And the BID uses that money specifically just to market those businesses that are within that district. Now, we do have, you know, the BID has become more and more popular, and we do have businesses that are outside of that district that are volunteers. So they're volunteering their funds to the BID for the greater good of downtown Hayward.
If they volunteer their money, is that, are they part of that? Do they get to be part of the part that's marketed and promoted, or that's just
Absolutely.
For the good? Oh, it's how they can buy in, basically.
Buy in. Yep, exactly. They get the same benefits as a business that's within the district itself.
Is it too simplistic to say it's kind of a self-imposed tax, and then those that pay into that have this board, and then they get to decide how the monies are used?
Correct. Yep.
I think it's great. Because, I mean, it's saying, hey, we want to market ourselves. We're willing to put up a little bit of money, but we also get to say, unlike sometimes in straight-line government, where you pay in and other people get to tell you how to do it.
Right. It's the funds are, and we're actually an entity of the city of Hayward.
Mm-hmm.
So the city collects the funds, and then we are a public entity, obviously. Our board is 100% volunteer. We've got some great folks on the board itself, a lot of energy, a lot of entrepreneurial spirit, and how would I say, a lot of positivity about growing our downtown.
I've just seen it in a couple of years, and the attitude. I mean, something Jane and I were talking about as we were walking around. People are just, they're friendly here. They say hello before you do. We met someone, never met her before. She asked us about us. We asked about her, and she said, welcome to Hayward.
Right.
I mean, that's a spirit that I think has to be absolutely an asset for business.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that spirit is even growing. The feedback that we get from a lot of folks that are coming from, you know, out of the area, obviously coming to downtown, you know, we get tremendous positive feedback from the people that are visiting downtown.
We got to step away ourselves and do a little business, as we say back home. We're going to come back and speak more with James Netz of the Downtown Hayward Bid District. After this, we're live on location in beautiful downtown Hayward across the Wisconsin network of Civic Media. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I've been trying to learn sheep's head for 40 years. My father-in-law is still a card counter, knows what everybody has. It is so easy to go, oh gosh, I still don't know who the partner is, and is that a trump card or is it not? And so I'm still asking myself all these questions while they're busy taking all of my nickels. The one thing that got me where they allow me to play is getting the app. For all the technology that's out there, that is one of the positive notes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are live on location, beautiful downtown Hayward, home of our great station, WBZH, the Buzz of the North on the talk side, and Muskie 101 on the music side. Some great country hits. Appreciate you being here. We're here along with our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Matt Nair on air. They had a great program this morning and handed us the broadcast baton to take home until 4 o'clock. Jane and Greg will be here to finish out our show. We'll reminisce. We'll pause and reflect on all that has been our tour around the state this year, this week. It's been great. Right now, though, at the by the way, I'm reminded they put a hot seat here, James. There's a buzzer on here. If I don't do the business part, I get zapped. So
glad it's under your chair, not mine.
Sometimes I don't do it just to get zapped. Okay. Anyway, here's the free ticket Friday. For your Brewer tickets, 4 tickets up for grabs to the beautiful club-level seats. You go up there, it's air-conditioned, there's a concourse. Jane Matner will bring you popcorn. It's fantastic. No, not really. She will, but she'll be there occasionally. You'll see her occasionally. Here, in all seriousness, it's for a game on Monday, July 28th at 6:40 in the evening. You have to be able to go to that game on Monday, July 28th, and text the word CATCH, C-A-T-C-H, CATCH, text the word catch right now to the Civic Media app. At 4 o'clock, the computer will draw someone to win those tickets. All right, right now at the desk here in Hayward, James Netz. He's the president of the BID Board downtown Hayward, the Business Improvement District. James, I appreciate you being here so much. Tell us a little bit about the successes you've seen after you've started. How long has it been going on?
Since 2019. So
Six years. 6 years. So what tangible things have you gotten back from your BID members that say, hey, this happened because of this?
Well, and that's a great question, and I appreciate that. We have a lot of, how would I say, events that we do. Mm-hmm. Shamrock Shuffle in March and the spring. We're doing Sounds of Summer right now, where we have bands and local music playing on like the corners and of Main Street and some of the side streets as well. And then we just had our Summer Jam, which is our second year that we've done that.
Nice.
And I've got to tell you, yeah, it's a busy weekend in, you know, the 4th of July weekend, but man, we had the streets just packed. We heard feedback that a lot of stores had record numbers of folks here. It wasn't that beautiful of a day, but we kept people entertained with food and drink and kids' activities and music and that kind of thing. So tangibly, it's really hard to, you know, put your finger on it. But, you know, when I walk up and down the streets and I'm seeing all the new businesses and the expansions and the variety of businesses that are coming in and the attitude and the feedback that we're getting, not only from the businesses, but from the people that are coming to downtown, is just, I think, is growing in positivity.
I got a resume, so I've had a couple of coffee shops, a small business owner of my own. In my opinion, and I'm interested to see what your members say, I know it's a tangible success when I look and see where my revenue spikes up. You know,
right.
And they're like, hey, if I got more sales, something's going good.
Right, exactly. And we are hearing really good things about increased sales, especially in the summer. I always use the phrase that, and maybe I shouldn't say this, but, you know, Hayward, we eat steak in the summer and make soup with the bones in the winter, right?
Right.
It's just kind of, you know, it's a tourist town, winter is winter. But, you know, our summers, you know, I think most of the business owners in the summer, their eyes roll in the back of their head and they just go from Memorial Day to Labor Day and just hold their breath, because there's so many great people coming to our downtown.
About 3 minutes left. You got the Berkey in the winter. That's, of course,
yep,
the big night. The World
Huge
Lumberjack Championships now.
Going
coincides
on
this weekend with the powwow in town.
Right.
But those are the big things, and they're important. But so much more goes on in Hayward those other 12 months of the year. Why should people come here? And more importantly, if people are listening to other parts of the state, why should they bring their business to Hayward?
That's a great question. I mean, are you talking about to spend money or make money?
Both.
Okay. Well, and right now, the buildings that we have in downtown Hayward are pretty full, so it's hard to come into town, but we have a lot of buildings that are satellite to Hayward. You know, Hayward obviously has got all of the trails and lakes and fishing and, you know, during the summer and all the winter activities that you can do in the up here as well. And our downtown, as you had mentioned before, the positivity of our business owners saying hello with a smile, everybody that comes in. I think our customer service of our business is second to none. Businesses are second to none here. And that variety. I mean, I think you can go shopping, you know, even in, you know, Hayward's a fairly small town, but you can shop pretty much all day and see something that you're probably not going to see anywhere else than in Hayward.
Totally agree. I mean, I found that. I mean, Jane's shaking her head yes. I mean, just it's truly an impressive town. I'm not just saying that because we have a radio station here. Like, I travel all over, and it's a really great place.
There's a reason why people come back generation after generation after generation. There's a lot of history there of people coming to Hayward.
1 minute left, James. What have I not asked you want people to know?
Boy, you know, I guess the best thing is if you want to find out more about the downtown Hayward BID, we have a website, which is downtownhaywardwi.com.
Okay.
We also have a great Facebook presence and Instagram. You know, give us a like on that. Hit us up on Instagram and keep following what we're doing here and the growth and all the activities that we're doing in downtown. You know, we've got some cool stuff coming up. We've got the, well, you're going to be talking with Chris later on in the show. We've got Fall Fest coming up, and then we've also got the Schwamigan Mountain Race, bike race coming right down Main Street, which is another huge activity. Yep. And then we, the bid itself, we do what we call a sip and shop in the fall.
All right, well, we'll bring you back another time to talk about that. James Netz, president of the bid board here in downtown Hayward, thank you so much. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Coming up next, why does my colleague Mark Lundeen always wear Hawaiian shirts? We'll tell you. Don't go anywhere. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report's next from Hayward.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
If you're a consumer that likes to buy local and know where your food comes from, think about investing in your county fair exhibitors. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. County fairs give people an excellent opportunity to find out more about the young people that are exhibiting livestock, and also gives them an excellent opportunity to purchase top quality livestock for the freezer. Andy Geis is the current president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors. He's also an owner and operator of a meat processing service himself in Merrill. He says the benefits of buying animals at the county fair go beyond just the quality of the product that you take home.
These kids are, you know, they learn so many life skills. So, yeah, getting involved with your local 4-H and, you know, is a big part of, you know, all the community. So I encourage people to reach out and check it out. No, the fair animals are a little bit higher priced, but the quality of the meat is the best of the best. You know where it come from. You know that it was properly raised. We've done some studies, too, where if you went to the store and bought, you know, your roast and your hamburger and your steaks and all of that type of stuff, it's cheaper to buy a quarter or a half of beef. Cheaper and better quality.
Andy Geis, president of the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors, he said, if you're thinking about investing in purchasing an animal at the county fair, think storage space. A typical upright freezer in your kitchen holds about 4 cubic feet of meat. That's roughly what you'd get from a single fair pig.
The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Veltima fungicide is on your side to out-yield the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre, but you've never been average. Beat your own record, get every bushel you deserve, and make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
You're invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek for this year's Farm Technology Days, Generations of Progress. This year's event features the chance to explore cutting-edge equipment, innovative techniques, and taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There's also a rotary parlor, seminars, and of course, field demos of all kinds. Mark your calendars for August 5th through the 7th and bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information and show details, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
And speaking of county fairs and trying to locate those youth livestock auctions, just go to wifairs.com under the events tab. You'll see all the county fairs that are happening this weekend as well as through the rest of the summer. And each one of them has a schedule that you can cross-reference for when their youth livestock auctions are happening. That's a look at food news on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Borbens. If you have the day off today, you picked a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, shower or a storm possible later after midnight, lows in the mid-60s. Some showers and thunderstorms around on Saturday with highs in the upper 70s. Currently, it's 73.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Folks just deserve a little bit better than the usual promises that they're getting. But our members of Congress, two of them from here in Wisconsin, recently signed a letter to Canada and said, Canada, you're on fire. You need to do something about this, which is really not necessarily the best course of action when your neighbor's house is burning down is to send a letter complaining about the smoke.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by Hank Scott, the owner of 12 Tribe Cigars, who joins me in studio. And Terry Barr drops by for Bar Band Friday night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
And I've been losing myself. I've been losing my mind. And I've been standing in the rain just trying to stay dry. I was so ashamed to be in this seat till I met a man. Who was 20 years clean? He said everybody here's felt the same defeat. Nobody walks through these doors on a winner's streak.
Welcome back to Hayward, Wisconsin. We are live on location. Todd Allball here with the Todd Allball Show. Well done, Mr. Zommers. That is off the playlist of our next guest. You can hear great music like that every morning at our sister station here in Hayward, Muskie 101. And now the voice of Muskie 101, Mr. Mark Lundeen at the desk. How you doing, Mark?
Yes, the famous Remarkable Morning Show is what I call it.
Say that again.
Remarkable Morning Show.
Remarkable Morning Show.
My jacket here? Remarkable.
Yes. I'm a little slow. So here's the deal. Before we get into the talking to Mark here, I went shopping earlier in downtown Hayward. Went to the Scandinavian shop, got my Lefse cinnamon sweet chips.
Oh, yeah.
And then here went to Trembley's Sweet Shop and got us some dark chocolate sea salt fudge and also some peanut butter and chocolate fudge.
That's a dangerous store to go into.
It's a dangerous store. And I thought, well, I need someone to test this to tell me if it's any good.
Yeah.
And it was a hard job. It took a lot of arm twisting, but our colleague Jay McNair said, I guess if somebody has to do it.
Yeah.
So I'll be here later on in the show. Jane McNair of McNair and Greg Bach will be here to tell us exactly how good the fudge is. I have a great suspicion. It's fantastic.
Yeah. She was speechless.
She was speechless because she's eating fudge. Yeah, absolutely. By the way, we're right in the middle of Free Ticket Friday, everyone. If you want tickets to the Milwaukee Brewers game at AmFam Field for Monday, July 28th, this is a big game, folks. At 6:40 in the evening, first pitch against the dreaded evil Chicago Cubs. Big game as the Cubs and the Brewers try to fight it out in the National League Central. You can be there and watch it in person on July 28th. Go to the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. And on the first 11 stations on the Civic Media app, click on it in the lower right-hand corner. It says text the word catch, C-A-T-C-H. Make sure you... Exactly like that, because the computer, if it were up to Mark and Jane and I, we'd say, well, we know what they meant, and we'd give them the benefit of the doubt, right, Mark?
Yeah, right.
But the darn computer does not have any humility, any sort of humanity, and so it must be spelled correctly. The word is catch, C-A-T-C-H. Text it right now at the end of this show. Somebody's going to win 4 tickets to that Brewers game on Monday, July 28th. All right, enough of business here, Mr. Lundeen. As we say on the show, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got into radio.
Well, let's see. Let's start back in, I was born in, no, we won't go that far back. Hometown is Forest Lake, Minnesota. Grew up there through my teen years, and then moved to Minneapolis, and lived in the Minneapolis suburbs for the past 50-some years, and that's where I came from. Mm-hmm. I got transplanted up here to Hayward about 12 years ago. I still am good friends with famous Dave Anderson. I met him about 25 years ago.
That's crazy.
And we did some video projects together, and then I would come up here on vacation out of Minneapolis just about every weekend because he had a cabin for me to stay in, and I went to the original famous Dave's and did a lot of work with him there, and it was great. And so you asked me where these shirts came from.
You're known up here for wearing these wonderful floral Hawaiian shirts.
So make a story short, Dave and I were working on a water park in Gurnee, Illinois, and it was called Key Lime Cove.
Key Lime Cove, all right.
Yeah, so guess what the atmosphere was. It was tropical.
Right.
So the uniforms for all the workers there were tropical. We wanted to make sure that when people walked into that door, they felt like they were in the tropics.
Love it.
And it was a whole attitude thing. And I started adopting the shirts to that, and I thought, that's a good lifestyle to have.
Right?
Why not be on vacation all the time?
Right.
Now, it looks kind of funny when you stick out in the North Woods right. with a tropical shirt on, and even funnier when you're at the Berkey and you have a tropical shirt on.
That's right.
Or if I show up to someone's funeral, it's like, you have a that's all I have. Tropical shirts. I even had the newspaper do a story on me because it was like, this is really interesting. They didn't say weird. They
right,
just
right. They're
said
polite about it. They're yeah. polite, yeah. No, I mean,
that's been an attitude for me, and now yeah. it's a trademark, you know?
It reminds me a little bit, former Wisconsin Governor Lee Sherman Dreyfus started out as the chancellor at UW-Stevens Point, and he said, well, I want the students, wherever I go, to know who the chancellor is so if they got a problem, and so he started wearing that red vest on campus. Okay. And then when he decided to run for governor, he thought, well, it's kind of the same thing, they'll know who I am, and his red vest of Governor Dreyfus became his trademark, and I liken these tropical shirts to you. It's just your trademark.
Yeah. It is.
People know who you are. Yeah. And I love the part about adopting that kind of laid-back island lifestyle.
Yeah. People say, well, you ever been to the tropics or Hawaii? I said, no. Yeah. But I'm there now.
Right.
It's all up here.
100%.
You know, and then I started accessorizing, so I got purple glasses to match with that. I have a purple shirt that my purple pens work with, and it's just...
I love it. We're talking with Mark Lundin, the voice of Muskie 101 up here in the North Woods in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. We're on location here at The Lot. Tell you more about this beautiful. We're right across the street from our Muskie 101 BZH studios. You can see it there in the background.
Throw a rock at it from
right
here.
I've slept there before, Mark.
Oh, dear.
We came up here to do the Berkey. I slept on the...
that little futon?
Yeah. It sleeps pretty well, to be honest. Not bad at all.
I have taken a nap on it.
Have you? Yeah. It's pretty good. So tell... I'm interested, Mark, in this connection you have with... Again, folks, this is the... If you go to see Famous Dave's Ribs, this is the guy. And yep. he happens to be is he full Native American heritage?
Yes, he is, yep.
So I think that's just so interesting because my understanding is while you're not Native American, you've become very involved in this community
yeah.
through your work in public radio and now with the powwow up here this weekend. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, my connection, again, my previous life, I was at a public radio station here that is owned by LCO. It's called WOJB.
The tribes up here.
Yeah, the tribes that's up here. And I got involved with them because they were looking for an engineer. I said, do you know any engineers around here? It's like, hello, I've been doing it for 40
Mark
years.
Mark says, no, I got regular ears.
Though. Yeah.
That's an old joke.
And I started freelance, you know, contracting with them and fixing up some of their radio stuff. And then when COVID hit, we decided that we're going to take it all digital. So I went all digital with it. Anyways, it's been a great 7-year run with them. And I've worked with a lot of natives in that community and got to know their culture, got to know their traditions, some of their ceremonies I participated in. And that helped me gain their respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been invited to a lot of different things. I'm a member of their elder association.
Are you?
Which is, you know, it's like, okay, I'm a white guy, but I'm so well accepted into that community.
It's a high honor.
Yeah,
for those who don't know, it's a very high
honor. For a lot of things. And just, you know, be able to talk to tribal governing board members face-to-face. It's like talking to the president or, you know, somebody in Congress because that's the level of that government. It's right there. So I've had a great chance to do that. Dave, again, is full Lacouture native. His mom is from LCO. His father is from Oklahoma. Mm. And his mom and dad met when they were in Indian schools.
Wow.
She was taken away from home, and she was shipped down to Oklahoma. And that's where her and her husband met. And then they moved back up here when that got ended. And then Dave was up here. He was born here with his sister. And he's been a great cultural, he's actually was a tribal governing board member at one time. So
I just love this connection because one of the greatest parts about working in state government for my former boss, Dale Schultz, he was a part of the member of the state tribal relations. Because to your point, for those that don't know, Native Americans have their own, we'll call it Indian country, but they have their own government because, you know, they have presidents of these tribes. And so there's a committee for the tribes to work with the state legislature and on things that connect.
Yeah.
And getting that, just those few years. years getting to have some of these meetings on reservations around the state of Wisconsin, listening and hearing this story is so important to Wisconsin history. I know our colleague Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio every night here at Civic Media. Yep. He does a great job. But talk, you know, as you put it in your words, as a white guy, I'm a white guy, but what's kind of been the biggest eye opener, the thing that you're like, wow, if more Wisconsinites should know this that aren't Native?
I guess it's their traditions. The powwow is a great cultural experience for people to go to. It's open to the public. They would love to have non-natives come there because they want to be very educational about their community and their practices, their traditions. They want to pass this on because there's a lot of, misunderstandings about who Native Americans are. You know, we grew up, well, I didn't grow up with black and whites, but the cowboys and Indians. And it's like, it's not like that.
Right.
They're very awesome people to work with and to live amongst. I'm not that far from the reservation where I live. But anyways, just being part of their community has I've earned a lot of respect. Plus the history of that isn't taught in our European history books about the Native Americans and how Europeans came into the country. It's a very sad story.
Yeah.
And it was wrong. But we're here now. What do we do with it? You know, there's still that injury from the, I was mentioning the schools, the Native schools where people were forced, and that was three generations ago.
Yeah.
And now the fourth generation still hears the stories from their great-great-grandparents, grandparents, and it's still an injury, but we're slowly working on that and getting people to say, hey, how can we sit at the table and agree and not have these schisms amongst ourselves.
Yeah, well said. Talking with Mark Lundina, Muskie 101 here up in Hayward, Wisconsin. We're live on location at this beautiful, it's clouding up a little bit, but still the rain's holding off. I think it'll be fine. Jane Matt and Eric Greg Bach started us off this morning. They're going to join us later on in the show. One of the great parts about working for Civic, Mark, in my opinion, is we get to meet all these colleagues across the state.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is now with the Civic Media app, people are listening and they're like, well, geez, I'd like to listen to this guy, but I don't live in Hayward. The signal's not going to get that far.
Yep.
Just download yourself the free Civic Media app.
Yep.
Scroll down to the music stations, Muskie 101. What are they going to hear in the mornings, Mark, when they tune in?
They're going to hear some funny stuff, some crazy stuff. Again, I call it the Remarkable Morning Show. I just really talk a lot about weather and what's happening in the community. I do a lot of community announcements and keep people informed so they know what's going on during that day or later in the week or coming up in the weekend. And again, we have country music. I'm starting to get used to it. I never listened to country music before I started this job almost 4 months ago.
Wow.
And it's been quite a ride. It's been a fun experience, and I'm learning a lot about Civic Media and how they do radio versus a public radio station. It's a little more laid back and whatnot. But we had NPR supporting us, and that was nice too. But yeah. What am I thinking? Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 is when I'm on the air. And then we have Katie Cruz. She's awesome. Katie knows her country music, I'll tell you that.
No, it's absolutely great. 2 minutes left here.
Yep.
Having worked for NPR through the tribal station there, not to get deeply political, but what are your thoughts on these cuts going on out in Washington? Is that going to affect stations like this here in Wisconsin?
It could, but it could be 2 years down the road because most of the monies that have come from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which supplies money to these public stations, they're awarded 2 years out. So this year they're good. Next year they're probably going to be pretty good, but I'm questioning the following year, and it could be, you know, with this clawback, they could claw back some of the funds from next year. And all of a sudden, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is going to tell WOJB, sorry, we can't give you that because it's not there anymore. It got taken from them. So it's hard. It's especially for a small town Native American station. Although there is a lot of support for that station, it's going to be hard for them.
Yeah. Well, people can always feel a little better by tuning in to you every morning. Yeah, I have. Right. I think it's great. Muskie 101 here in Hayward, Wisconsin. Mark Lundin, the remarkable.
Remarkable show. With the emphasis on Mark.
Remarkable. You're fantastic. You're part of what makes Wisconsin great. Appreciate having you as a colleague as well.
Yeah.
All awesome. Right. Thank you, Mark Lundin. Thank you so very much. Come on back. Going to talk about food in the North Woods. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Ball Show on location from Hayward, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Hold on.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's the greatest pop rock of the 60s and 70s. The Happy Together Tour 2025 with the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues, and the Cow Sills. August 10th at the Bank 5-9 main stage at Wisconsin State Fair. Get tickets now at wistatefair.com. Wisconsin State Fair presented by U.S. Cellular.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live on location from Hayward, Wisconsin, on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock and hour number two. It is a fishy edition, not a nutty edition. That was yesterday in butternut. This is a fishy edition of the, what's worse, crappies or bluegills. I'm going to talk about that in hour number two. We'll find out what your opinion is, crappie or bluegill. To eat, by the way, not to keep in a fish tank. Jane and Greg, Jane Matinair and Greg Bach are going to be here, the wonderful Matinair and Air program, who have been our broadcast friends, companions, and colleagues all week long. We'll wrap up the tour in the last half hour with them. Also, Chris Ruckdashel, the executive director of the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce, is going to be here. And Isaac from The Lot is going to be on as well, talking about this great space. So that'll be a lot of fun. Quickly, here's ours. Jane's going to be on later to talk about the fudge. These are the Lefse chips. They're called Cinnamon Sweet. Let's see if they're actually made somewhere else. It's from Peterson, Minnesota. All right, that's fine. Let's see here.
I've never had Lefse.
Try the chips. What?
I don't think I've ever had Lefse.
Really? Mmm. As as Andy Griffith once said, good lefse chip.
So is that what he said?
Well, he said good cracker for Ritz, but we'll say he said for lefse. Hey, here's something. Jane, Greg, and I, and Darla, our great GM up here in Hayward and Park Falls, we were walking downtown for lunch, and one of the cool things, you have street performers occasionally, and we caught up with one of them here, really great guy, 85 years old, has a great story. He played us a song. We threw him some cash as a guitar. We stopped by, interviewed him for a couple of minutes. Here's our interview from early this afternoon in downtown Hayward. We're here now with local musician Douglas Jerry, who we encountered in front of one of the great candy and fudge shops here in Hayward, Wisconsin. It is a beautiful day here in downtown Hayward. Douglas, thanks for taking time for us. Tell us just a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and how you got to play music.
Well, yes, I grew up in Cumberland, Wisconsin, 50 miles south of here on a farm. And I bought a guitar and I started playing when I was 13. And I played in many bands, and I met a guy from Menominee, Wisconsin, Arnie Olson. He was a good Swede, and he taught me how to play chords and stuff. And so I enjoy it. I'm 85 years old, and I live in Cumberland, but I enjoy playing. I can't cut grass or mow lawn or shovel snow anymore. My legs are bad, but I do enjoy the music. I watch public television. I love to watch those kids on orchestras. They're so blame good and everything.
Well, Douglas, you sound amazing here. So tell us, have you played in bands before, or is it just solo, or what sort of playing have you done in your 85 years?
We have played in bands. My brother-in-law and I had a band from Rice Lake. We call ourselves the Aristocrats. And we played in Spooner for many, many weeks there at Jack's Riverside Inn, and we played there. And then a friend from Cumberland, Tavis Lynch, a way better guitar player than I was, we played at the club in Cumberland here just a couple of years ago. And that was fun, man.
That's just amazing. Well, Douglas, so you do this for to get some extra money. You got your guitar case open here. Hopefully, folks put a couple of bills in your case.
Well, that's always good. I feel like I have I've accepted Jesus, and I feel that He wants me to do whatever I do it heartily. That's the important part. Do it heartily.
Yeah, absolutely. Whatever we do, right? Whatever we do in life, do it heartily. Well, Jerry, Douglas, Jerry, I can't thank you enough. We're going to have you play us one, if you don't mind. We'll put a couple of bills in the jar on our way out here. So here from the streets of Hayward, Wisconsin, is Douglas Jerry on his guitar.
Okay.
Here we go. Thank you. we go. Douglas Jerry on the guitar in downtown Hayward. Douglas, thank you so very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Our pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Noel.
That was our interview a few moments ago, about an hour or so ago, with Douglas Jerry in downtown Hayward, Wisconsin. 85 years old, Zommers. And we invited him to come over and play here live on the set. And he said, you know, I got diabetes. My legs aren't real good. My car's right there. And he called it his lifeline. He said, I think it'd just be, he was so nice about it. He said, I got to respectfully decline. And I said, what about if we record you here and I'll throw a couple of bucks in the jar? And we did that. And he was so kind to do it.
That's
Terry
awesome.
Barr says, Mac from Max Think Radio says, I love this, Todd, on the street interview, Terry. Well, I learned it from Terry, the award, an Emmy award winning journalist, by the way. All right, come on back. Hour two is next.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Special Report. An explosion at the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility has killed at least three people. Sheriff Robert Luna just briefed reporters.
There were three sworn members who were fatally killed that were assigned to our arson explosives detail.
Sheriff Luna says the investigation is just beginning.
We need to go from A to Z to know exactly what happened. That's why we have our partners here from the Federal Bureau of Investigation that will be conducting the post-blast. There'll be a lot of details coming out there eventually.
CBS's Anna Schechter says it was also shocking.
My source at the Sheriff's Department told me just a horrific accident. They knew that they had this explosive material. It was not, they were not expecting it to detonate when it did.
Initial reports indicate the material was stored in a truck in the parking lot just outside the Sheriff's Department facility. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda.